Talent is overrated. How many of you think that is an outrageous statement? Let me make another one. Practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Thoughtful practice makes perfect. Wolfgang Mozart, the great composer, one of the greatest of all time. How many of you believe that this was a God-given talent for him? The truth? Wolfgang Mozart started playing the piano at age 3. He used to watch his elder sister, Nannerl Mozart, playing the piano. Nannerl was a pianist, and she was also a composer. Their father, Leopold Mozart, was a violinist and a composer. And he was focused on making both his children great musicians. Wolfgang Mozart, at age 5, composed his first piece of music, a very simple piece of music. But between age 3 and age 5, he played the piano every day for many hours. At age 6, his father took both the children on a tour of Europe, and they did that always, many times. During this tour, they played for the nobility, the royalty of Europe. They had access to the best musicians of the time, and Mozart grew up in an atmosphere of music. A dolphin swims beautifully. Is that a talent? Or is it the result of being born in a dolphin family and living in the ocean? Tiger Woods was born not with a silver spoon in his mouth, but with a golden miniature golf club in his mouth. Because Tiger Woods got his first golf club, hold your breath, at the age of 6 months, not years. Because his father was an expert golfer, and he was also single-mindedly focused on making his son into a champion golfer. So at age 6 months, he gets his first golf club. At age 3, he goes to the first golf club and tees off on a green. But between 6 months and 3 years, little Tiger Woods is playing golf every single day of his life. How many swings did he take? How many mulligans did he have to give up? And then from the age of 3, we have what we know. And that's what brings me to this word, thoughtful practice. My first statement, Talent is Overrated, is the title of a book by Jeff Colvin, which I strongly recommend that you read. It has a lot of case studies. The two I mentioned to you are from that. Thoughtful practice is a term that he uses in that book. Thoughtful practice. Hitting 10 golf balls thoughtfully, meaning with a conscious intent and according to a system. With a conscious intent and according to a system is better than hitting 1,000 golf balls with your mind somewhere else. And with that I want to introduce you to another book by Malcolm Gladwell called Outliers, and to his concept of 10,000 hours. Combining the two, 10,000 hours of thoughtful practice. The difference between somebody who does something for 4,000 hours, for 6,000 hours, for 8,000 hours, and for 10,000 hours, the difference between 8,000 hours and 10,000 hours is exponential. Read that book as well. My submission to you, therefore, is it's never too late to start to do what you really want to achieve in life. Provided you are clear-headed in your mind, that you are ready for thoughtful practice, and for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of that. It's not easy. But then, ask yourself, is it worth being the Mozart of the Tiger Woods of your world? Because I want to end with my quote. Anything done with conscious intent and according to a system gives value-added results. You pick up a 20-kilo suitcase from the luggage carousel at an airport and you throw out your back. You pick up the same 20 kilograms in a gym according to a system thoughtfully under the eye of a coach and you build muscles. One breaks your back, the other one strengthens your back. The weight is the same. You are the same. The difference is you do it thoughtfully, consciously, and you do it according to a system. Thank you very much. Have a great life.